crying out. These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. What will be today from this topic? Time for us to turn it up. Time for us to turn it up. And just to make sure that we're all on the same page, and Pastor, what do you mean by turn it up? Well, let me make sure we all are in sync. Is that all right? When we talk about turn it up, there's a slang that says turn up, and when you talk about turn up, it means pump up the volume. Or it means amp up the energy. Or it means put in more energy. And we want to turn it up for Jesus today. Amen? Time for us to turn it up. If you came in here with no energy, it's time to amp it up. If you didn't have any volume when you said, thank you, Lord, it's time for you to turn it up. If you just lacking and dragging and don't feel like doing anything, it's time now to turn it up as we hear from the Lord. How many movers and shakers for the Lord we have out there today?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Have anybody turned things up or turned things out for Jesus today?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There are wonderful people in this service, both in the building and those in virtual land. But I have a problem with this one person. This person drives me up the wall. This person has some traits that some folk don't like. This person has some stubborn temptations. This person falls short when it comes to pleasing God.
Amen.
Person I'm talking about is me. How many of you know that all of us fall short of God's glory?
Amen.
So all of you ought to say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God gave me the ability to turn things up for him, and I'm falling short. How about you? Sometimes I don't quite get my volume up where it needs to be when it comes to serving him, when it comes to spreading the good news, when it comes to being Christ-like every day of my life. Sometimes, you know, we have those days. Well, if you've been falling down lately, you've been dragging out lately, you haven't had a lot of energy when it comes to serving the Lord lately, it's time for you to turn it up. God gave all of you the ability to turn it up for the Lord. Amen? Don't fall short. Are we really moving and shaking for Jesus, or are we moving and shaking for ourselves? I would say oftentimes the world gets us wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up into stuff. Am I right? But brothers and sisters, our purpose as Christians should be nothing less than to change the world. To turn things up for the Lord. Anybody with me today?
Go ahead.
I might have to do a praise check in a minute. y'all ready to turn it up?
Amen.
As Christians, we must feel like we exist to make a difference. Somebody say make a difference.
Make a difference.
And then if I believe today that you're making a difference.
Yes.
Amen. It's time for Christians to turn things up. How do we turn things up, Pastor? Well, money? No. going to make it sure we vote in the upcoming election?
No.
By having a high position and status?
No.
The daily way we turn things up is through Jesus. Through who? And being a voice and an ambassador for the Lord.
Amen.
Is there anybody ready to turn it up? Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want this world to be a little different when I leave it. Huh?
Amen.
Be a little bit more different than it was when I came into it. If I can help somebody as I travel along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. I don't know about you. I'm ready to turn some stuff up today. How about you? I'm ready to turn some stuff upside down for Jesus. Are you ready? I'm ready. I become dangerous now. I've got some tools now. I've got some word now. How about you? I can turn this thing up. Thank you, Lord. I now possess the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How about you?
Well,
I'm ready to turn it up. Let me do a quick check. Anybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let me do a quick check and see if you're really ready to turn it up. Anybody ready?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody ready to praise?
Yes.
Anybody to give him glory?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I now possess the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm ready to turn it up.
Ready.
How about you?
Ready.
I'm ready to turn it out. How about you?
Turn it up.
Anybody got the power?
Yeah.
In this text today, it was said about Paul and Silas that they turned the world upside down. Did y'all see that? It was actually a complaint. What they are saying about you today. What are they saying? What are they saying?
Yes, sir.
Are you turning it out? Are you sitting like a knot on a log, like God ain't never done nothing for you?
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Can they look at you and tell that you are a Christian?
Yes.
Can they look at you and tell you know Jesus?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Can they look at you and tell that you're making a difference? Can they look at you and tell that you're making some noise for the Lord? Can they look at you and tell that you're shaking some things up?
Yes.
It's time to turn it up. Let me leave you a few things. Let's see your hand if you know Jesus today. Then it's time for us to turn it up. The few things God's going to leave you. The first thing is this. We must be available for God to use.
Yes, sir.
You want to turn it up?
Yeah.
The first thing is we must be available for God to use. Here, Deacon telling a story about the pastor was in a club. People thought he was in the wrong place. But actually, when it came to sinners and saving people, he was in the right place. Huh? We must be available for God to use. Come on, let's look at the word. Come on, let's pick up verse 2 again and read a couple of verses, a few verses. Y'all there?
Amen.
Then Paul, as his custom was, watch this, went into them and for three Sabbaths stop at one. He didn't stop for three Sabbaths. But he was getting his point across, wasn't he? For three Sabbaths, yes. Reason with them from the scriptures. I can imagine anybody was sitting in there that didn't want to hear the word, but it was pretty. Paul kept giving it to him. Huh? And then verse 3 said, explaining and demonstrating that the Christ, somebody say, the Christ. Had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, this Jesus, somebody say,
this Jesus,
whom I preach to you is the Christ. And some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women joined Paul and Silas. We must be available for God to use. Do all of you know exactly how God wants to use you today? Do you? Are you available to be used by God? Somebody might be saying, but I'm just a deacon. I'm just a Sunday school director. I'm just an usher. I'm just a chairperson of a committee. I can't possibly turn things up. Yes, you can. Everybody repeat after me. Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
That's a famous line for some movie. Somebody might recognize it. Yes, I can. You need to understand today, the one thing that you might do for the Lord, the Spirit will take and glorify God with it. You got to understand, the one life you might change, the Holy Spirit will take that one life and change another and another and then another. Somebody say, it's time to turn it up.
It's time to turn it up.
This word says that this same Jesus that Paul preached persuaded a multitude of folks. Many a great evangelist who have influenced thousands of people at one time were influenced by a single person in their life.
Yes.
Know that what you do, the Holy Spirit will take and multiply. Make yourself available to be used. You really can turn things up. How many of y'all believe it today? How many of y'all are ready to turn it up? Yeah, maybe you've died. You've been a little sheepish. It's time to turn it up. You never know, the one person you decide to share the gospel of Jesus with may become a powerhouse for the Lord. Amen. In order to turn things up, we have to be available for God to use. Who's available today? We have to show up at his house. We have to show up to church service. We must be found sometimes on our knees praying. Am I right? What we do, the Holy Spirit will take and glorify God. You do you. You do your part, and God will do the rest. Am I right? Am I right?
Amen.
Too many Christians develop Sunday sickness. You know, this sickness is, you know, never lasts more than 24 hours. This sickness never interferes with the appetite.
No.
This sickness never affects the eyes. You know, they read other books on Sunday. You know, no doctor is ever called. And, you know, there's no symptoms felt on Saturday night. You know, this sickness comes early Sunday morning and for some miraculous reason leaves Sunday afternoon. Too many folk. Too many today are suffering from Sunday sickness. We must be available for God to use. And we're available on Saturday night to party. We ought to be available on Sunday morning to worship. It's time for us to turn it up for Jesus. We need to do our part and let God do the rest. Cut down on our me time and have more God time. Y'all gonna still pray with me today? God set aside this day to worship him. Am I right?
Yes, he did.
Bless the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Yes.
Anybody want to turn it up for the Lord right now?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anybody want to turn it up for the Lord right now? Time for us to turn it up. And first of all, we must be available for God to use.
Amen.
And the second thing is this. Not only we must be available for God to use, but the second thing, we must take a stand against the devil. We must take a stand against the devil. You know, you might feel like praising and something tucking on you telling you not to praise. Some problem done popped up that's causing you not to go worship. You got to take a stand against the devil. I'll tell you, but there have been some days that, even on Sunday, that I didn't feel too well, but for some reason when I got to God's house,
yeah.
I started to feel good. We can't make any excuse to not give God his due. It's time for us to turn it up. We must take a stand against the devil. Come on, let's pick up the word. Pick up the verse 5 with me. Watch this. Must take a stand against evil and Satan and the devil. Verse 5 says, but the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason. And sought to bring them out, bring them, Paul and Silas, out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Aren't you glad that there's still some folk around us that still know how to turn it out?
Amen.
And turn the world upside down? Are you ready to turn it up for Jesus today? Anybody willing to take a stand against the devil and his acolytes today?
Amen.
How many of y'all know the devil got some acolytes? You know, he's got some henchmen. A lot of Christian folk talk the talk. But they would never be able to change a thing if deep down inside they really don't care.
Well,
you know, they're like the non-Christian evil-minded folks who don't care.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Satan is running wild today. We must take a stand. Satan and his henchmen will attack you. You must take a stand. The devil is trying to take you out. You must take a stand against that joker. Amen. Jason, in this text, you saw it. Jason was one of those Christians who cared. Amen. Jason took care of Paul and Silas. Jason was concerned enough that he would risk his life to protect Paul and Silas. He risked his life to ensure that the gospel was heard. Then here comes some evil folks. Here comes Satan attacking. I like the fact that Jason turned some things up. How about you? He shook the devil up. He shook some evil folks up. If you are going to turn up, if you're going to turn it up for Jesus today, you better realize that there are a lot of evil folks who want to take you out. Take a stand against Satan and all of his army today. Take a stand.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's a little story of a young lady who was in New York City, and she was attacked in front of her apartment. And for 30 minutes, she screamed for help before bleeding to death. There were about 39 people who heard her screams, and not one helped her. Not one even called the police. How tragic to know that so many people are so evil and so cruel. They're evil and they just don't care. How about you today? Are you going to take a stand against evil? Are you going to be like a bunch of other folks who don't care and watch people die without getting to know Jesus today? You don't want your friends and family to die knowing that they're going to face eternal condemnation.
Amen.
Eternal torment.
Yes.
You better turn it up for Jesus today.
Amen.
Here in this text, we find some unbelieving Jews rounding up some hoodlums from the marketplace, starting a riot and bursting into Jason's house where Paul and Silas had been guests. But they couldn't find Paul and Silas. Ain't God good? Yeah. Won't he protect you?
Yes, he will.
From the enemy?
Well,
yes, yeah, he will. Yeah. They could not find Paul and Silas, so they dragged Jason, y'all saw it, and some other Christians before the rulers of the city. Christians, y'all better take a stand against the devil. Don't let him drag you into nothing today. Who had the devil riding their backs this morning when you woke up? You better shake the devil off. It's time to take a stand against the devil. The strange thing about it is that these Jews in this text didn't even like the Roman Empire or Caesar. They were just being evil. Amen? Listen, some folk are just evil. Satan's got a whole entourage out there. Church, if evil folks are going to try and turn things up, if evil folks are going to start riots, if evil folks are going to turn it up, so can we.
Yes, sir.
Can I say that again?
Go ahead.
If evil folks gonna turn it up,
yes,
so can we.
Yes, sir.
If other religions are out there turning things up,
yes,
it's time for us. It's time for us to turn it up. Who's with me today?
Amen.
Who's gonna stay right with the Lord? No matter what comes your way, You're going to stir some things up today for the Lord. Thank you, Lord. My brothers and sisters, it's all a tribute. You need to consider it a tribute, a badge of honor, if they ever accused you of turning things up for Jesus. Who wants to make some ruckus for the Lord today? Who wants to make some noise for Jesus? Who wants to turn this world upside down for Jesus today? Who wants to make the devil mad today?
Amen.
Give him your best praise right now. Time for us to turn it up. First of all, we must be available for God to use.
Yes.
And secondly, we must take a stand against the devil. And the last thing is this. We must recognize we serve a different king. We must recognize you're going to turn this thing up and don't care what people are saying about you. We must recognize we serve a different king. They don't know what you come to do. But I come to praise the Lord. I come to give glory to Jesus, the King of Kings. We must recognize that we serve a different king. Come on, let's take it home. Watch this. He come to bless him. Look at verse 7. Y'all with me? Jason has harbored them. He had harbored Paul and Silas. And these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. Sounds like they were a little bothered by Paul and Silas and Jason and all the other Christians would dare to decree that there's another king. Ah, how many of y'all know there ain't really but one king? Amen. And verse 8 said, and they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. As we get this ready to take this on, we must recognize that we serve a different king.
Yes,
when y'all leave here today, I want everyone who claims to be a Christian to go and turn some things up.
Amen.
Y'all serve a different king, and his name is
Jesus.
Trump might think he's a king, but we serve a different kind of king. And his name is
Jesus.
Paul and Silas, Jason, and the other Christians were accused of plotting to overthrow the government of Caesar by daring to preach about another king. Well, there ain't nobody coming after you. If nobody is really coming after you, you might not be talking about Jesus enough.
Oh my God.
The word, another in this text today, and that verse 7 means another of a different kind. So that they are talking about another king.
Another king.
Jesus. How many of you know today that Jesus is a different kind of king?
Thank you, Lord.
Do I have a witness out there?
Amen.
As a matter of fact, he's King of Kings.
Yes.
And I read somewhere that he's also Lord of Lords.
Yes, yes.
Shake some people up by telling them about your Jesus.
Amen.
Shake some people up by telling them about another king. When it comes to telling others about King Jesus,
yeah,
You've got to be bold today. You've got to let them know that he's a different kind of king. You've got to meet Jesus in order to know who he is. How many know for yourself that Jesus is different from the rest? He's a battler. Anybody know that? He's a way maker. Anybody know that? He's a bridge over troubled water. Does anybody know that? He's a healer. Does anybody know that? He's just different. Somebody say he's different. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He'll wipe tears from your eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
He's just different. He's a different kind of doctor. He's a different kind of lawyer. He's a different king. He's different from your mother. He's different from your father. He's different from your best friend. He's just different.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll never turn his back on you. He's different.
Yes.
You go on and tell them about your Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Tell them that he's a different kind of king. Anybody ready to turn it up? Anybody ready to turn it up? Go on and praise his name right now. Turn it up for Jesus. Go on and give him glory right now. Turn it up. Shake some things. It's time to shake things up. How many of y'all going to shake it up for Jesus? Oh, shake it up. Shake some things up. Shake up your family. Shake up your boss. Shake up your marriage. Shake up your home. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Shake up your church. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
His name must be proclaimed. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus knows how to turn it up. How many of y'all know that?
Amen.
He turned things up one day when he died one Friday evening. He turned things up when early that Sunday morning he got up out of the grave and said, I got all power in my hands. Jesus knows how to turn it up. Jesus shows up and he shows out. Do I have a witness in here? Time for us to get out there and turn things up for the Lord. Witness like you never witnessed. Sing like you never sung. Pray like you never prayed. Love like you never loved. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus like you never praised before. Amen. I'm going to give you a minute to turn it up.
Amen.
He's good, I tell you. Worthy of all our praise. No time to be silent. Put some people on notice. Somebody needs to know about a man named Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And I'm so glad that he's just a different kind of king. Give him some praise. Give him some glory. Give him some honor. Let me leave you with this. Y'all know and agree Jesus is different. Am I right?
Amen.
Let me prove it to you. Jesus was hungry, but he also fed 5,000 with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Jesus was thirsty, but he also turned water into wine. Jesus was carried in a ship, but he also walked on water. Jesus was set before Pilate, but he also sits at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Jesus was rejected by the Jews, but he also was worshipped by the angels. Jesus wept, but he also wipes away the tears from my eyes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus died, but he also rose from the dead and defeated death. Jesus was man, but he is also God.
Amen.
Jesus is matchless, and he's better than all the rest. He's a different kind of king.
Yes, sir.
Time to turn it up and give God some glory. Give him some praise. He's good, I tell you. He's worthy, I tell you. He's different. And he's always faithful. He's always just. He always makes the way. He's always there. Just like he promised he would be. Amen?
Amen.
Give God one more hand clap of praise today. Y'all gonna keep it turned up?
Amen.
Don't turn the volume down. Keep it up all day. How many of y'all can keep it up all week? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us stand as we come with our invitation cycle skip. 162. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.